Tractate 23. John 5. 19-40. Part 2. Recognize in thyself something which I wish to say within, in thyself, not within as if in thy body, for in a sense one may say, in thyself. For there is in thee health, thy age whatever it be, but this in regard to the body. In thee is thy hand and thy foot, but there is one thing in thee, within, another thing in thee as in thy garment. But leave outside thy garment and thyself, descend into thyself, go to thy secret place, thy mind, and there see, if thou canst, what I wish to say. For if thou art far from thyself, how canst thou come near to God? I was speaking of God, and thou believedst that thou wouldst understand. I am speaking of the soul, I am speaking of thyself, understand this, there I will try thee. For I do not travel very far for examples, when I mean to give thee some similitude to thy God from thy own mind, because surely not in the body, but in that same mind, was man made after the image of God. Let us seek God in his own similitude, let us recognize the Creator in his own image. There within, if we can, let us find this that we speak of how the Father shows to the Son, and how the Son sees what the Father shows, before anything is made by the Father through the Son. But when I shall have spoken, and thou hast understood, thou must not think that spoken of to be something just such as our example, that thou mayest therein keep piety, which I wish to be kept by thee, and earnestly admonish thee to keep, that is, if thou art not able to comprehend what God is, do not think it a small matter for thee to know what he is not. Behold, in thy mind, I see some two things, thy memory and thy thought, which is, as it were, the seeing faculty and the vision of thy soul. Thou seest something, and perceivest it by the eyes, and thou committest it to the care of the memory. There, within, is that which thou hast committed to thy memory, laid up in secret as in a storehouse, as in a treasury, as in a kind of secret chamber and inner cabinet. Thou thinkest of something else, thy attention is elsewhere, what thou didst see is in thy memory, but not seen by thee, because thy thought is bent on another thing. I prove this at once. I speak to you who know, I mention by name Carthage, all who know it have instantly seen Carthage within the mind. Are there as many Carthages as there are minds of you? You have all seen it by means of this name, by means of these syllables known to you, rushing forth from my mouth, your ears were touched, the sense of the soul was touched through the body, and the mind bent back from another object to this word, and saw Carthage. Was Carthage made there and then? It was there already, but latent in the memory. Why was latent there? Because thy mind was engaged on another matter, but when thy thought turned back to that which was in the memory, thence it was shaped, and became a kind of vision of the mind. Before, there was not a vision, but there was memory, the vision was made by the turning back of thought to memory. Thy memory, then, showed Carthage to thy thought, and that which was in it before thou didst direct thy mind to the memory, it exhibited to the attention of thy thought when turned upon it. Behold, a showing is effected by the memory, and a vision is produced in thought, and no words passed between, no sign was given from the body, thou didst neither nod, nor write, nor utter a sound, and yet thought saw what the memory showed. But both that which showed, and that to which it showed, are of the same substance. But yet, that thy memory might have Carthage in it, the image was drawn in through the eyes, for thou didst see what thou didst store up in thy memory. So hast thou seen the tree which thou rememberest, so the mountain, the river, so the face of a friend, of an enemy, of father, mother, brother, sister, son, neighbor, so of letters written in a book, of the book itself, so of this church, all these thou didst see, and didst commit to thy memory after they were seen, and didst, as it were, lay up there what thou mightst by thinking see at will, even when they should be absent from these eyes of the body. Thou sawest Carthage when thou wast at Carthage, thy soul received the image by the eyes, this image was laid up in thy memory, and thou, the person who wast present at Carthage, didst keep something within thee which thou mightst be able to see with thyself, even when thou shouldst not be there. All these things thou didst receive from without. What the Father shows to the Son, he does not receive from without, all comes to pass within, because there would be no creature at all without, unless the Father had made it by the Son. Every creature was made by God, before it was not in being. It was not therefore seen, after being made and retained in memory, that the Father might show it to the Son, as the memory might show to thought, but, on the contrary, the Father showed it to be made, the Son saw it to be made, and the Father made it by showing, because he made it by the Son seeing. And therefore we ought not to be surprised that it is said, but what he seeth the Father doing, not showing. For by this it is intimated that, with the Father, to do and to show is the same thing, that hence we may understand that he doth all things by the Son seeing. Neither is that showing, nor that seeing, temporal. Forasmuch as all times are made by the Son, they could not certainly be shown to him at any point of time to be made. But the Father's showing begets the Son seeing, just in the same manner as the Father begets the Son. For the showing produces the seeing, not the seeing the showing. And if we were able to look into this matter more purely and perfectly, perhaps we should find that the Father is not one thing, his showing another, nor the Son one thing, his seeing another. But if we have hardly apprehended this, if we have hardly been able to explain how the memory exhibits to the thought what it has received from without, how much less can we take in or explain how God the Father shows to the Son, what he has not from elsewhere, or that which is not other than himself. We are only little ones, I tell you what God is not, do not show you what God is. What shall we do, then, that we may apprehend what he is? Can you do this by or through me? I say this to the little ones, both to you and to myself, there is by whom we can, we have just now sung, just now heard, cast thy care upon the Lord, and he will nourish thee. The reason why thou art not able, O man, is because thou art a little one, being a little one, thou must be nourished, being nourished, thou wilt become full grown, and what as a little one thou couldst not, thou shalt see when full grown, but that thou mayest be nourished, cast thy care upon the Lord, and he will nourish thee. Therefore let us now briefly run over what remains, and do you see how the Lord makes known to us the things which I have been here commending to your attention. The Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things which himself doth. Himself raiseth up souls, but by the Son, that the souls raised up may enjoy the substance of God, that is, of the Father and of the Son. And greater works than these he will show him. Greater than which? Than healings of bodies. We have treated of this already, and must not linger upon it now. Greater is the resurrection of the body unto eternity than this healing of the body, wrought in that impotent man, to last only for a time. And greater works than these he will show him, that you may marvel. Will show, as if the act were temporal, therefore as to a man made in time, since God the Word is not made, he by whom all times were made. But Christ was made man in time. We know in what consulship the Virgin Mary brought forth Christ, conceived of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore he, by whom as God the times were made, was made man in time. Hence, just as in time, he will show him greater works, that is, the resurrection of bodies, that you may marvel at the resurrection of bodies wrought by the Son. He then returns to that resurrection of souls, for as the Father raiseth the dead, and quickeneth them, so also the Son quickeneth whom he will, but this according to the Spirit. The Father quickeneth, the Son quickeneth, the Father whom he will, the Son whom he will, but the Father quickeneth the same as the Son, because all things were made by him. For as the Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth them, so also the Son quickeneth whom he will. This is said of the resurrection of souls, but what of the resurrection of bodies? He returns, and says, For the Father judgeth not any man. But all judgment hath he given to the Son. The resurrection of souls is effected by the eternal and unchangeable substance of the Father and Son. But the resurrection of bodies is effected by the dispensation of the Son's humanity, which dispensation is temporal, not co-eternal with the Father. Therefore, when he mentioned judgment, in which there should be a resurrection of bodies, he saith, For the Father judgeth not any man, but all judgment hath he given to the Son, but concerning the resurrection of souls, he saith, Even as the Father raiseth the dead, and quickeneth them, so also the Son quickeneth whom he will. That, then, the Father and the Son together. But this concerning the resurrection of bodies, the Father judgeth not any man, but hath given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. This is referred to the resurrection of souls. That all may honor the Son. How? Even as they honor the Father. For the Son works the resurrection of souls in the same manner as the Father doth, the Son quickeneth just as the Father doth. Therefore, in the resurrection of souls, let all honor the Son as they honor the Father. But what of the honoring on account of the resurrection of the body? Whoso honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father that sent him. He said not even as, but honoreth and honoreth. For the man Christ is honored, but not even as God the Father. Why? Because, with respect to this, he said, The Father is greater than I. And when is the Son honored even as the Father is honored? When in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and all things were made by him. And hence, in this second honoring, what saith he? Whoso honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father that sent him. The Son was not sent, but because he was made man. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Again he returns to the resurrection of souls, that by continual repetition we may apprehend his meaning, because we could not keep up with his discourse hastening on as on wings. Lo, the word of God lingers with us, lo, it doth, as it were, dwell with our infirmities. He returns again to the mention of the resurrection of souls. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whoso heareth my word, and believeth him that sent me, hath eternal life, but hath it as from the Father. For whoso heareth my word, and believeth him that sent me, hath eternal life from the Father, by believing the Father that sent the Son and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life. But from the Father, whom he believes, is he quickened. What, dost thou not quicken? See that the Son also quickeneth whom he will. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that the hour cometh when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Here he did not say, They shall believe him that sent me, and therefore shall live, but by hearing the voice of the Son of God, they that hear, that is, they that obey the Son of God, shall live. Therefore, both from the Father shall they live, when they will believe the Father, and from the Son shall they live, when they will hear the voice of the Son of God. Why shall they live both from the Father and from the Son? For even as the Father hath life in himself, so also hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. He has finished speaking of the resurrection of souls, it remains to speak more evidently of the resurrection of bodies. And hath given him authority also to execute judgment, not only to raise up souls by faith and wisdom, but also to execute judgment. But why this? Because he is the Son of Man. Therefore the Father doth something through the Son of Man, which he doth not from his own substance, to which the Son is equal, as, for instance, that he should be born, crucified, dead, and have a resurrection, for not any of these is contingent to the Father. In the same manner also the raising again of bodies. For the raising to life of souls the Father effects from his own substance, by the substance of the Son, in which the Son is equal to him, because souls are made partakers of that unchangeable light, but not bodies, but the raising again of bodies, the Father effects through the Son of Man. For he hath given him authority also to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man, according to that which he said above, for the Father judgeth not any man. And to show that he said this of the resurrection of bodies, he goes on, Marvel not at this, for the hour cometh not, and now is, but, the hour cometh, in which all that are in the graves, this you have already heard sufficiently explained yesterday, shall hear his voice, and come forth. Where? Into judgment, they that have done well, into the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, into the resurrection of judgment. And dost thou do this alone, because the Father hath given all judgment to the Son, and judgeth not any man? I, saith he, do it. But how doest thou it? I cannot of myself do anything, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. When he was treating of the resurrection of souls, he did not say, I hear, but, I see. For I hear refers to the command of the Father as giving order. Therefore, now as a man, just as he than whom the Father is greater, as from the form of a servant, not from the form of God, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Whence is the man's judgment a just one? My brethren, mark well, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him that sent me.